It's time for Chantel's Roses. Chantel, what is Chantel's Roses?
Well, we're just trying to catch the cheaters. It's what we do here on the show. We like to give relationship advice. We like to end relationships, and we like to keep them going strong. So what happens is if somebody feels like their partner is maybe not being honest or truthful or possibly has a wandering eye, we call them up. We offer them a dozen free roses, and we ask them who they'd like to send them to. Depending who they send them to, we will find out if they're cheating, if they are being faithful.
We get a lot of answers very fast by these
very
roses.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. These roses are powerful.
Sydney, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So tell us kind of what's going on. Give us the story.
So Mike and I have been dating for over a year, and things are serious. And I mean, like, the pandemic slowed down us moving in together, so we're still in separate apartments. But okay. I do stay over at his place from time to time, and he does the same.
So by serious, you mean, I mean, obviously you guys are committed to each other. You're seeing each other daily, I would assume?
Yeah, or okay. Pretty much almost every day, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what's going on? Is there a coworker involved, or did you get a weird text message?
Well, the last time I stayed over at his house, I noticed a long black hair.
Okay.
And I have blonde hair.
Oh, well, that's a problem then. Does he happen to have long black hair that he wears and brushes out every day?
No.
Okay, so.
No, he has like dirty blonde hair and it's short. And I confronted him about it, and I was like shaky and angry and holding the piece of hair up in front of him. And then he said that his neighbor Jessica had taken a shower because she ran out of water in her apartment.
She ran out of water?
Like, I don't even think that's possible.
Yeah, that seems like a weird story. Like, you guys aren't camping, right? You're not in a bunch of like RVs that aren't attached to anything. This is just an apartment complex?
Yeah, and I mean, aren't all water heaters in an apartment building like one big thing, like in a hotel?
Oh, maybe you broke up when you were saying this. Did you say that she lost out of hot water or water as a whole? Which one did he use as the example?
Oh, no. He said she ran out of hot water.
Lost the hot water. I thought he said ran out of water. And I'm like, he's lying. Like, I already, okay. So okay.
No. Huh. She ran out of hot water. And I mean, gotcha. I think all water heaters in apartment buildings are like, it's like one big
it depends
one
on the place.
Like, yeah. The whole building.
Yes.
Some of them have separate. Some of them
are together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just weren't buying his explanation to you, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, if you want, we can call up Mike. We can offer him this dozen roses, and we can see, you know, is he going to say your name, or he's going to say his, what was the apartment person's name that he was showering at the house?
Oh, the girl. Her name is Jessica.
Jessica. Okay, we can see if he uses Jessica's name or if he uses your name, and do you want us to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, then we will call up Mike next. It's Chantel's Roses, so this is how we catch the cheater. Chantel offers a dozen roses to a person, and we just see who they want to send them to. If it's to you, it means you guys, the relationship, as far as we are concerned, seems to be fine. If they offer them to someone else, well, you definitely have a longer conversation than what we allow here on the radio show.
We only can do so much for free.
Sydney is the one who reached out to us today. So she and Mike have been dating for over a year. They're serious, live in separate places. And she went over the other day and she was showering at Mike's house, and there was this long piece of black hair in Mike's shower. And it turns out neither of them have long black hair. No, it was his neighbor Jessica who had taken a shower there. Now, before you go guilty, let me tell you that Mike was up front. Mike said he admitted, like, he's like, yeah, no, it's the neighbor. She ran out of hot water. He didn't argue it. He just kind of leaned in on it.
Yeah.
Which either means he's a smooth liar or he's telling the truth. Sydney, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, most of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous.
Okay.
Like, I feel even weird doing this, but yes, you got it right.
Okay, awesome. What we're going to do is we're going to call up Mike right now. Chantel's going to do it. I just need from you permission to have Mike on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. Please. Yes.
Chantel, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mike?
Yes, this is Mike. Who is this?
Hi, Mike. This is Chantel. I'm calling from State Street Flowers. We are doing a little bit of a promotion right now where we have a dozen free roses that we're giving out. No strings attached. We don't need any credit card, billing information, emails, nothing like that. All we're trying to do is just give back to the community. And so you were next on my list of random people to call and just see if by chance you would be interested in accepting these roses and then delivering them to someone.
Wow, okay. I mean, no strings attached. I mean, I'm not giving you, like, my email and stuff like that, but, I mean yeah, I'll definitely take.
Yeah, I mean, all I need is your social, and I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No strings attached at all. We just are doing this as a nice way to give back to the community and make sure we can brighten somebody's day.
I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so first, what I need, the flowers do come with a card. So first, what I need is just a message.
Oh, yeah, you can just make it up, have a beautiful day, write it to Sydney. It's with S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
This is great.
And
hi, Mike. I'm going to jump in and interrupt Chantel. I'm sorry. Hi, yeah, so my name is John. I don't work actually for the flower shop at all. That being said, neither does Chantel.
Surprise!
We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. In fact, Sydney, whose name you just said, has been listening in as well. Sydney, you want to say hi to Mike?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Sydney, tell Mike what's going on.
Well, I know that you said that it was your neighbor, and I've been really nervous about the whole thing since I found the hair in the shower.
It's about the hair? Yeah, babe, I told you it was my neighbor, Jessica.
I know that, but I really don't like the idea of her being in your shower.
I know. I'm really sorry. Look, I mean, you know, I was completely honest with you, you know, the moment that you asked. You know, I mean, I know it's weird, but I mean, I told you it was her.
I know. I'm sorry. I got worked up seeing that hair in your shower. My mind went all over the place, and I haven't been able to sleep since seeing it.
I'm so sorry. Look, Sydney, I'm not going to cheat on you, okay? We're going to move in together. I mean, I love you, and I would never do that to you, okay?
I love you, baby.
Oh, listen, Sydney.
Look. He's so cute.
Yeah, he's cute. He's a good guy. He was just doing the right thing. Does this help, Sydney? Do you feel better now? Are you going to be able to sleep now?
Yes. Thanks for doing this, you guys. I really appreciate it.